Welcome to episode 4 of the FFMC podcast. Can't believe it's already episode 4. Topics we are going to be talking about today are magenta wool, the swamp hunt, silverfish, savanna, and MCYT. We hop right into the block, which is magenta wool. And on to the block, which is magenta wool for today. The breaking time is, with no shears, it is 1.2 seconds. For shears, it is 0.25 seconds. The hardness is 0.8. It is stackable to 64. And it's crafted with magenta dye and white wool in Java edition. In Bedrock edition, be crafted with any wool and magenta dye. Shepherds can sell magenta wool and can also throw magenta wool at the player when that player is under the Hero of a Village effect. It is used to make guitar sounds and with note blocks when it's under it, and can be used to craft magenta banner, magenta bed, magenta carpet, and paintings. It also is used to block vibrations from the skull sensor, which is a new block coming in 1.17. It can smelt 0.5 blocks, or takes two magenta wool for one item. The namespace, the sounds namespace ID are block.wool.break, block.wool.fall, block.wool.hit, block.wool.place, block.wool.step. The namespace ID for the block is magenta_wool. The color codes for the change in textures, I think at 1.12 or 1.14, sorry, is for the OG one. It is B, hex, B1A627, and the new one is F8C627. And in my opinion, that the color got a little bit lighter. That's basically it. And it was added on 0.0.20A or on June 20th, 2019. Now, on to the structure, which is Swamp Hunt. Bye. And now we are on to the structure, which is a swamp hunt for today's episode. The swamp hut spawns in, well, swamps, but in Bedrock, and you spawn in Swamp Hills. I'm gonna be completely honest. I didn't know Swamp Hills even existed. I never ran into them. Anyways, the blocks in this structure are spruce planks, oak logs, and inside there is a cauldron, crafting table, a flower pot with a red mushroom in it. The mobs that can spawn in here are witches, black cats, and that's it. It's witches and black cats, sorry. And it was added in October 4th, 2012 in the snapshot. Give me a minute. But going on to the added in snapshot 12W40A. That was for update 1.4.2. That's one of their info with that. Hit 1.17 seagrass. In the little dot Java in the history thing on the wiki, it says 1.17 snapshot 21W07A. Sorry, seagrass can no longer replace parts of witch huts, which is just hilarious to me. But anyways, that's gonna be it for this section. Now on to the mob, which is Silverfish. And on to the mob, which for today is going to be the Silverfish. The Silverfish has 8 hearts. It is a hostile mob. The damage it does for easy and normal is 1 heart, but for hard is 1.5. Its hitbox size is, for height, it is 0.3 blocks, and for its width is 0.2. So a really tiny, tiny, mob. But, for its speed, it is 0.25 or 0.25. How it spawns is when an infested block is broken, or when or from the silverfish spawner in the end portal room in strongholds. Drops 5 XP points, and that is it. No loot or anything. It attacks players, snow golems, and iron golems. Silverfish call all other infested blocks in a 21 by 11 by 22 area to spawn a silverfish when it is damaged. This can be avoided though by killing it at one hit, which is good. It is useful in adventure, like the category. If you get killed by a mob, if you kill that mob or killed by that or get killed by that mob, it will pop up the little adventure category. Also helpful in Monster Hunter and Monsters Hunted. It was added in update 1.7 and on October 22nd, 2023. It is also considered an arthropod, which means that the Bane of Arthropod's enchantment will damage it more. That's going to be it for the mob. Now on to the biome, which is Savannah. And on to the biome, which is Savannah for today. The Savannah is a dry / warm biome, and it is a common biome. It has a temperature of 1.2. The structures that generate here are villages and pillager outposts. The blocks that are important to this biome are grass blocks, grass, just regular grass, acacia logs and leaves, and oak logs and leaves. The grass color is BFB755. Leaves, it is AEA42A. And for water is 2CB89C. This is the hex codes, I think. It's a flat biome. It more commonly spawns next to plains and desert biomes. Mobs that can spawn here are sheep, pig, chicken, cow, horse, donkey, spider, zombies, zombie villagers, skeletons, creepers, slimes, if in slime chunks, endermen, witches, and bats. If you didn't hear what I said about slimes, slimes can only spawn in Savannah if they are in a slime chunk, obviously. The name is obviously Savannah. The namespace ID is Savannah, of course. And the ID is biome.minecraft.savannah. It was added, I think, on Halloween of 2012. Could be wrong about that. But it was added on an update 1.2.0. That's going to be it. Now on to the random area of Minecraft, which is MCYT. And on to the final and probably my favorite section, the MCYT or the RAM section. Obviously the topic for the section is RAM. MCYT. MCYT stands for Minecraft YouTubers. Some very popular Minecraft YouTubers right now are obviously Dream, Technoway, basically all the Dream SMP. But personally, who I've been watching very recently is Impulse, Mumbo Jumbo, Grian, Protestant Moon, and Impulse SV. A very talented and very funny group of creators. They all play on the same server called Hermitcraft. And it is so fun watching them. So if you want to start watching MC Boy T, obviously I recommend starting with Dream to get you into the community. Then if you want to start watching Hermitcraft, they do a lot of mega builds. They grind a lot. But this is free advertising. Yeah. So, an announcement. Very big announcement, actually. I'm going to be skipping next week's episode, but I'm going to be working on something I'm going to be calling a mega episode. Every multiple of five, so like 5, 10, 15, 20, every one of those episodes, I'm going to be doing something called a mega episode, which I will be working on for 2 weeks, and I will basically just get to basically talk about a lot more things, and it'll be a very big episode. I'm aiming for 30 minutes. You haven't noticed, a lot of our episodes are around 15 minutes, but we're working, trying to get to 30 minutes. It was double the length, but we're talking about a lot more stuff. But hope you guys enjoy. Now, this is it. Episode over. Episode 4. Tune in for episode 5. Bye.